Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, May 7th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 32 points to close at 38,884. The S&P 500 was up 7 points, but the Nasdaq ended the day down 17 points. Looking at individual stocks, shares of Palantir fell about 15%. The data analytics company reported stronger than expected revenue in its commercial business, propelled by the AI boom, but some analysts are worried about slowing momentum, as revenue growth from U.S. government contracts has shown signs of cooling. Disney was the worst performer among Dow 30 stocks, down 9.5%. The company said it's close to making its Disney Plus streaming business profitable, but reported an overall loss and projected earnings growth that narrowly missed Wall Street expectations. Tesla shares fell 3.8%. A federal regulator wants the EV maker to send more information regarding its autopilot system tied to a December recall of more than 2 million vehicles after crashes kept occurring after the recall. After the bell, rideshare company Lyft reported first quarter earnings that beat Wall Street's expectations and a projected continued growth for the current quarter and the rest of the year. Shares rose more than 2% after hours. And Electronic Arts said quarterly sales and profit dropped as the video game developer didn't release any major games in the first months of the year. Shares were down more than 4% after hours. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.